Our buddy Rex Hudler is in town.
Hey, man, Rich Hill is coming up. Rich Hill is going to be there. He's 45 years old. He might even pitch in this series. Can you imagine playing at 45 in MLB? What do you think of it, Rex?
Oh, I see him. He's playing catch out there, and it's beautiful. Was he a Cubby, too? What, it's his 14, 15 teams he's played with.
Yep.
With, I don't know how many. I think he's tied Jackson. Edwin Jackson? I'm not sure. Okay, last name is Jackson, of the most teams ever played for. But anyway, yeah, we have an open tomorrow. I don't know if they've announced it yet, but he's here. He probably might be our star.
Rich Hill, back in baseball.
Dick Mountain just wants to pitch.
Dick Mountain?
Dick Mountain? You
yeah,
better
dude,
believe it.
Dick Mountain is going to the bump against Matthew Boyd tonight. The whole thing is pretty crazy. By the way, the Cubs will line up like this. Horner will bat leadoff and play second. Tucker is in right, batting second. Suzuki is your DH, which is great news. I'll get to that in a minute. Carson Kelly will catch. Pete Crow Armstrong will bat fifth and play center field. Dansby Swanson will play shortstop. Ian Happ is in left. And then Justin Turner at first and Matt Shaw at third base.
Michael Busch gets the night off, at least for the start, against Dick Hill. Say you back at DH because PCA is back in center field. Say you looked okay last night.
Well, there was that one ball where he was like, oh, oh, and he made it. He made it there. He didn't look as comfortable, but he's not a center fielder, so I don't expect him to look comfortable.
I thought the one where he got to the outfield, he got to the ivy, got to the wall and made that catch.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
That was a pretty long run.
There was also that weird thing where the umpire, like, what are you doing? Like, the guy clearly hurt himself, and it's like, why don't you give him a couple minutes before you call a pitch clock violation on the guy? I mean, this, what is happening here? By the way, tonight, the Cubs take on the Royals at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 7:05. On the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
May 20th of 2006 was Rich Hill's first appearance, drafted by the Cubs. A member
Sorry,
of the
you're
Cubs.
Earlier, actually. Rich Hill debuted in 2005.
Ah,
we
2005.
Have a moment from that 2006 season, but 2005, he pitched in the same game Greg Maddux pitched.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that. I was reading off the doc there. I was mixing it up. So, yes, Greg Maddux pitched, and it's an unbelievable career. 25 players in MLB right now who have appeared in at least one game this year were born after he was drafted. 25 players.
Yeah.
Born after he was drafted.
I mean, I was halfway kidding where he what 17 or 18 year old when Nico was born.
Yeah, I know. Jack Calionone was 1 year old when
that's wild
when Rich Hill, his teammate, was born. Tanny, what do you want to hear first? Rich Hill, that moment from 2006? Want to hear that?
Yeah, let's do it.
South side of Chicago, home of the defending world champion White Sox, ending an 88-year drought. And on the mound, young left-hander for the Cubs, one of three rookies that's been in their rotation pretty much the whole year, is Rich Hill.
Rich Hill, you see the numbers on him. They're not real impressive at this point, but he's got a very good upside.
Got a fastball and lifts a fly ball into short left field. Kierzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
Merton, stutter step, he's under it, makes the catch. Brzezinski tags. Here comes the throw home. It is safe at home plate. Brzezinski knocked over the catcher, Barrett. Oh, there's a fight behind home plate. Both benches have emptied. This is going to go on. Barrett punched Brzezinski right in the grill. Now everybody's out, and here come the bullpen.
Tadahito Iguchi singled into center field his first time up. He looks at strike one with the bases loaded. High fly ball into left field, hit pretty well. Merton back at the wall. Goodbye. Fireworks aplenty on the south side of Chicago. A five-run inning. Hill is gone.
I think Tanny had a lot of fun putting that sound together.
There's a lot going on there. 2006, so congrats to the White Sox. That's Thom Bredeman.
They won 90 games that year.
As Thom Bredeman and Darren Jackson on the call together.
Yeah, DJ had a nice national run as a color guy.
And then you heard Farmeo.
And Chris Singleton on our radio call here on The Score, my favorite moment of that, oh! After AJ gets punched, oh!
And that's Rich Hill on the mound when AJ gets punched.
Yeah.
That's Rich Hill on the guy tonight. We talk about that moment like it was arcane, ancient history.
And the celebration of 20 years ago with the Sox and how old a lot of those guys look now. And then Rich Hill's still here.
That's incredible.
Good on Thom for actually recognizing the 88-year drought that resulted in a World Series title for your Chicago White Sox. Other things happen.
Notice that.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad we got to that. That's amazing. Did we ask counsel about – Craig Counsell was asked for advice.
This came up on the show earlier today about Craig Counsell facing Rich Hill.
Yeah, because you looked at the numbers, right, Lawrence?
There aren't any. He did not face him.
Wow.
I thought I was just bad at research, so I sent Alex on it.
And then I thought I was bad at research. I'm like, I can't find it. But no, they never face each other.
You might be bad at research. We're deciding right now.
Wow, that seemed unnecessary.
Trying to work on that. Remember the whole center field thing with Saya yesterday? Left a mark.
Also, didn't play in center field. Yeah. No record of it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So yeah, you're not bad at research. It's just websites are bad.
So did he give advice, though, on this?
Would you tell the guys about how you hit against Rich Hill?
Oh, my God.
I didn't face Rich Hill.
Really?
No. I played for good managers.
So they would put you in the lineup against a good left-hander?
That's exactly right.
Oh, that is outstanding.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Oh, God. But Bruce assumed that he had faced Rich Hill. Nope. Played for good managers.
Yep, but when I appreciate Bruce asking that question.
Me too.
And the reason why is that this almost never comes up. There's never a how long Craig Counsell been a manager? He's been a manager a long damn time. And for a guy pitching that played in your era and you've been managing for a decade, right? Hasn't Craig Counsell been managing for a decade? Yeah. You've been out of the game a decade. This dude's still pitching.
Do you know how many teams he's played for since he turned 40?
Six?
Seven. This will be the seventh team that the man has played for since turning 40 years old. And he's going to be the oldest player ever to pitch in a game for the Royals, surpassing Gaylord Perry.
Okay.
You ready to eat your words on the researching ability of young Alex Kuhn?
Yes, I am.
All right, Rich Hill allowed one hit and recorded a strikeout career against Dave Roberts.
Oh, so look at that. You found a manager that Rich Hill has faced. That's just good research. That's solid stuff.
Maybe Stephen Vogt.
What about Will Venable?
Yeah, I guess there are a couple managers that we can look and see if they... Venable would probably be one of them, too.
Sure. How about Rocco Baldelli?
We're just spoiling a category here, you know, on the fly.
I bet Rocco Baldelli's faced him. Yeah, you got a few. Alex Cora, you got a lot of work to do.
No, you don't. The show's almost busy. Over.
No, man, you got to get
one at bat,
done.
Zero hits for Rocco Baldelli career against Rich Hill.
Oh, okay.
Kind of seems to me like Alex pretty good at the research thing.
He's not bad.
The old researcheroo.
As long as there's record of something happening, then I will find it. If there's not, I may struggle to find it.
That's fair, actually. That's fair. I'll give you that. Yeah, doing research on stuff that did not actually happen, that's fine.